Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Jeff Ellis.
And this is Steven Miranda for Wednesday, December 28th, 2011.
Did we freak you out by me starting? I hope we did.
Episode 7.46, the Week 16, or actually, I'm sorry.
Week 17 preview show.
It's 7.47, the Week 17 preview show.
There you go. Got to get all your facts straight, man. We have got Week 17 right here, the final week of the home stretch.
We are coming up on 50 episodes for the season.
That's right. We'll be at 60-something, 65 by the time we're done with the Super Bowl.
65?
Sure.
No, because we're going to
do the rabies?
I don't know. We're going to do like 5 or 6 from the Super Bowl alone.
A day?
One per day. How about that?
Really?
You don't want to
do
one per
day? I think we
should
do a morning and an afternoon show.
You are smoking something, my friend.
I am.
We're going to be busy with all of the interviews.
The news, views, and interviews, bringing you all the sights
and smells.
With all
of the great people that will be there in Indianapolis.
Yes. So fortunately, the people of Cincinnati paid heed to our warning yesterday.
Yes.
On the 5-minute football fix. We said we were going to come smack them around if they didn't sell out the Bengals game. And they did.
They did.
So
it
when we fly in there, we can just get our car and get our gear and get on to Indianapolis.
John Cougar Mellencamp, has he responded back to us whether he'll stop by our booth?
No, he asked. He sent. I thought it was a joke. He said, "I want you to dance naked," which is one of his songs. So, and I just took it as a joke. I didn't take it as sexual harassment or anything. So
it would be a little weird.
We're bringing you all the games for Week 17, which all take place on New Year's Day.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
It is, but
where's
you know what?
My Monday night football?
Where's my Thursday night? Where's my TGIT?
Where's my Friday night football? This is the week where we should have a game Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
There's bowl games, Steven.
Who cares about freaking bowl
the
games?
College bowl games, they've got precedent.
So
on all
do
this
they
stuff.
Do they like, please, Mr. NFL,
yes?
Please don't play games,
yes,
when we have bowl games.
Because nobody will watch Auburn playing Louisiana State if they could watch the Browns play the Rams.
I see.
And that's
it's
true
Alabama,
truth.
By the way. It's LSU, Alabama.
Whatever they call Alabama.
That game is not till the 9th. By the
way. This whole stretching this nonsense out also is – I like when it's just a fire hose of football. There's nothing like it, and that's what we have today.
I will be watching Stanford play Oklahoma State. That's going to be a good game.
We all got to see it.
Another I will
look
be,
at Andrew Luck.
I'm still trying to find a way for Monday. And, by the way, Monday we maybe have to done a little bit early.
Why? You got Rose Bowl tickets?
Rose Bowl. I may be going to the parade and maybe heading
to the
game.
Nice.
Because you know the Rose Bowl's on – the parade's on Monday.
I know
the
that.
Second.
And I'll explain that in just a moment. I thought I would.
Well, there you go.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
So do you know why – the game and the parade are on Monday.
I do.
Tell me.
Well, it is because back in the olden time, in the days of yore, the floats would scare the horses that were parked outside the churches. And you know that, you know, back then they would go on a church, a buggy led by horse,
mm-hmm,
and the horses would freak out. And so the parade officials said that they would no longer have the parade on a Sunday so that they would not scare the horses.
So is that what the tournament puts out there as the official story?
Yes.
See, I have the story differently.
Okay.
I have that the churches said, you know what? It's well, first of all, it'd be a traffic nightmare because there's a lot of churches on Colorado Boulevard.
Right.
For those who don't know, we have a big parade here. There's about a million people that come from all over, generally from colder climates.
Yes.
And they want to enjoy a nice sunny Southern California day. So there's a nice big parade where there's, I don't know, 40, 50 floats that are all decorated with beautiful flowers and things. And they're really quite spectacular. And then there's equestrian units and there's marching bands. And my son Jordan picks up horse crap every year.
Pooper scooper?
The pooper scooper team, making sure that the...
Are you doing that again this year?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And so, and it's a 120-year tradition that happens every New Year's Day.
Right.
It does not happen on Sundays. And the story I grew up with is that it doesn't happen on Sundays because the tournament association that puts on the parade and then the Rose Bowl game later on made an agreement with the churches that they basically wouldn't compete. There was the traffic nightmare and the horses that would be part of that. But mostly just that it was Sunday was a holy day.
I see.
And so they would not have the game on Sunday. And as it so turned out, when they did that, a funny thing happened. January is the beginning of the rainy season here in Southern California. January and February and March are the rainiest months of the year. We usually get some 35 inches of rain here, which is a lot. People don't realize it does rain in Southern California, but only in a few months. Funny thing, January 1st, it never rains. Save two times there has been rain,
and you would know one of those because
you were actually working the parade that day,
unfortunately.
But it is very strange, mathematically improbable, that it does not rain.
And the joke around the tournament house is that they made a deal with God.
Exactly.
Don't let it rain on January 1st.
On January 1st.
And we won't hold it on Sundays.
Exactly.
Yes, that is.
And it is strange how it's worked out
that
way.
But it is. Back in the olden days, the floats would scare the bejesus out of the horses.
Ton of churches
and,
on the parade route.
Yeah, exactly.
Still is.
So they're just like, let's not do it on Sunday.
So people got their horses and buggies tied up out front of the church, and then there's a parade going on with horses. And they're like, hey,
these
you coming at me?
These huge floats
you want
that
a piece
are all
of
made
me?
Of flour.
That are being dragged by horses.
And all of a sudden these horses want to go and
you want a piece of this?
Eat some of the roses that are on a float because they smell good.
They do smell good. The floats actually smell good.
Yeah,
it's really something special.
So anyways, not only the possibilities – so – basically, what we're telling you, the listener, is we probably will not be doing a show on the 2nd, Monday, January 2nd.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even get to the cave to get across town. We can't leave Pasadena.
We cannot.
Because we host the dang parade. People park on our street.
So to drive to the cave is going to be a
nightmare. No, you
can't.
There's one little secret exit that I know about going around New York that can kind of get you out. But, again, the traffic coming into Pasadena.
Remember, the Rave Cave is near the hills over by the Rose Bowl. So getting to that area.
Forget it.
You're not going to get in that area.
Basically, just stay in your house, watch the parade on TV. If there's a float you like a lot, you make sure
outside
you go up
our
to watch the flyover.
To see the stealth. Because it goes right over that. Literally right over our house. And the vibrations in the swimming pool.
After it leaves. I love the stealth.
You don't hear it until it's over.
I love the stealth.
Yes.
It's flying over you, complete silence, and then it leaves.
Exactly. That's so there you go.
American military power, suck on it.
Oh, my gosh. So there you go. The stealth is awesome to watch. It is great to behold.
17 games
on
Sunday.
So is that what we're doing?
60 games on Sunday.
So we have our January 1st where we watch football. All day,
no way we're getting near
all
the cave.
Night, because really the most important game, which you'll find out in a moment, happens Sunday night.
It does happen Sunday
because
night.
I'm waiting all day for Sunday night to see the boots and the heels and
you
the
and
stuff.
Hang on, we're going to force the issue here.
You don't know her name.
Shut up.
He's not going to get her
Shut
name.
Up! If you keep talking, I'm not going to. I'm just going to say Pink, which is
radio
wrong.
Radio silence?
Yes. That's going to force the issue, Stephen.
Radio silence is not good.
It is Mariah Carey. It is Nora Ephron.
Wow.
It is Marissa Miller.
Oh my god.
It's just two names and they're close to each other in the alphabet.
Wow.
And it's like an N and an M. That's best I could do.
There is
no
N and M. Really? You don't know?
I always, when you say it,
Faith
I know.
Hill.
Faith Hill. Oh. There's your problem right there.
Because I'm
name
waiting
different.
All day for Sunday night. Yeah,
prime
baby.
Time fight.
I mean,
Cowboys
win
and
you're in, lose and go
your
home.
I've been waiting all day for Sunday
night. And
then
she does that little kind of like pelvic thrust. And it's like, whoa, I mean, this prime time. Kids are up watching, by the way.
Yeah,
you
Friends used to be
not
on in prime
be
time. That didn't make it okay.
Should not. No, that's true.
That's true. Every
Oh, my
anyway,
God.
Anyway, so 16 games on Sunday, nothing on Saturday, nothing on Thursday.
Have you heard Emma's new thing?
No.
What the heck?
Well, I'm glad that's
at least she says
with.
Heck. Yeah.
So, Steve, I haven't given you the play-by-play from Christmas Day.
Please.
Christmas Day.
Okay.
We show up at the house. Our family shows up at your house at, 2 o'clock. Emma answers the door.
Okay.
And there were so many presents this morning. And then she
said.
Saw the bag that we had with presents.
More presents.
You guys have presents? Are there any for me?
She's awesome.
That was the best.
I have not seen a child. Usually a child attaches itself to one of the gifts.
No, not Amethyst.
And then that's the gift that they it is with them.
She's an equal opportunity player.
Oh, my God. Seriously. It is like, I'll spend 30 minutes with this one. I'll spend 30 minutes. She is loving and playing.
You've shown Toy Story too many times, and she knows that every toy needs to be played with.
She plays with all of them, man, and she's having a great time.
What did we give her? I don't remember.
You guys gave her the light glow thing.
Oh, yeah. Has she figured that out? Does it work?
Yes. Well, the reflection doesn't light up on the ceiling like we thought.
It might suck once we open it. It was cool. Look, an idea that you would draw on a crystal glow.
She likes the lights because
then they would reflect on your ceiling.
Yeah, but there's no reflection. But you do see the lights on.
Yeah, they illuminate. Yeah, they illuminate. Big deal. It's supposed to shine on your ceiling.
It does not shine on the ceiling.
Once she opened it, it looked like this little plastic piece of crap.
It's not going
to
work.
Wow.
But she's still having fun with it. She changes the picture once a day.
My son got me a present for which I am very grateful.
Yes. What did your son get you?
Two Globetrotters tickets.
Like the Harlem Globetrotters?
I've never seen the Globetrotters.
For you and me?
For me and the boy. Oh. I joked with him. I said, me and your mom? How cool.
And he's like, no. Wait a minute. He gave you two tickets, but you got to take him with one of them?
Yeah, he gave them to me. It's a father-son thing.
Well, it's a give them to you for you to have.
No, it's a father-son thing.
Oh, I see. All right.
He gave me a great. He just flipped you off. I'm glad I didn't see that.
Wow, the craziness.
I'd have to
discipline
him if I had seen it.
You may have to discipline him.
Since I didn't see it, I just
and I lie. And I lie about it.
It's your word against his. So,
oh, that's good stuff.
You really don't know. You really don't know. You think you know, but you don't know, and you never will.
And part of what we don't know is about Professor Playoffs. We have it on good word. You guys certainly made your voices loud and clear on Facebook and Twitter about Professor Playoff. I'm going to basically ask you to unfriend us and stop following us, because if this is the best you can come up with is landslide votes, what's the fun of that?
You really didn't want Professor Playoffs to come. Then why did we ask the populace to tell us yes or no? It came from our account.
There's, several people. Our marketing team and James has access to our account.
So it was from someone.
I'm guessing it was you.
I had nothing to do with it.
Really?
I actually thought it was you.
Really?
I thought it was you, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you posted it.
How
did
you
had James post it? James?
James might have posted it.
He went out to lunch? What a girl.
Yeah, and he doesn't like say, hey, can I bring you back something?
How about, he
asked me if I wanted anything.
What a.
How about, well, now, mind you, he did bring us the holiday lunch.
Yeah, the holiday breakfast.
Last podcast was the holiday show.
Oh, that's right.
Featuring Avenue Wine.
Yes.
Oh, that was good stuff.
That was good stuff. That was a good day.
Now, but still, Jordan, you should not let him leave, because he has to ask his bosses if he can go to lunch. You don't just call him, get him back in here.
No, Jeffrey, let's get to some just real quick NFL news.
Quick NFL news right now.
There's a report coming out of Arizona that they won't release Kevin Cobb. Wow, you just traded for him. So why are you talking about trading him or releasing him?
Seriously, they have said we're not releasing Cobb, which means that somebody's talked about it.
Yes.
After you traded away your future for
him. Exactly.
And gave him a bunch of money.
The Cincinnati Bengals, as we said earlier, have sold out their game this week against the Baltimore
Ravens.
Thank
you. Little cheap hand clap for you.
Chris Johnson is in danger of losing $300,000 if he doesn't rush over 1,000 yards for the season.
Yes, he has a clause in his contract that says when he passes his 1,000, he gets
He is at 986, so he needs 14 yards.
Yeah, I wish I had a booing sound. I do have a booing sound for Chris Johnson.
You think he'll get those 14 yards, by the way?
If I'm Munchak, I don't let him start.
He doesn't play?
I bench him. Does the game matter?
It does for Tennessee.
It does for Houston, and it does a little bit for Tennessee.
It does not for Houston.
It doesn't affect Houston.
Yeah, Houston is locked in.
They're locked in. So for Tennessee, it matters. But at the same time, I am so disappointed in Chris Johnson in his holdout and his signing the big contract and then his failure to play at a high level this year. I absolutely bench him and
say
we're taking a third of $1 million back.
All right. But then if you lose that game, you cannot go to the play.
You
need a win just to have a shot.
It's not a win and get in situation.
No, but it's a win and you have a shot.
And it's an early game, unfortunately. So a lot of the teams that you're competing against don't play till later. Who else? Who are they going up against for the wild card?
Cincinnati.
The Jets will be playing.
Cincinnati's got a late game.
So I just – it's really them and the Jets,
and,
I guess.
And Denver and Oakland are both late games. Both of those games are involved.
Right, so they really do need to win.
Yes, they need to win.
God darn it. I would honestly strike a deal with him. We'll give you $250,000 and we'll start you.
So you're only taking $50,000 away?
You've got to punish him somehow. And you don't just let him basically do what Drew Brees did this week and get the record by two yards.
You give him three carries. You've got three carries to get your 14 yards. That's all you're getting today. Go sit down.
So you let him get the money, and then you bench
him? No, he only gets three carries. I'm going to give him three carries so that people can say, well, you didn't play Chris Johnson. If he doesn't get his 14 yards in those three carries, then he sits.
He's going to. He'll hurt himself.
No, he's not. I mean, three carries.
He's only averaging 3.3 a carry.
I understand that. So he's not going to get there.
Wow. And could you imagine notifying the defense? Chris Johnson is eligible on this play. Just saying.
Is all.
And we're only giving him three plays.
Carries, yeah.
Three plays. We're only giving him three plays.
That's a weird one. I mean, because you got to play him. You got to play him because you got to win the game. You got to win the football game.
You know what? I wish that Houston was at full health on defense.
Well, the thing is, Houston doesn't really care about this game. They're not going to play many starters for very long.
No.
I think the starters, if anything, go out for a quarter or two.
Well, you want T.J. Yates out there as many plays as possible, Steven.
No, because he is your quarterback. Do you want to turn the reins over to Jake Delhomme or Jeff Garcia?
No, what you want is for your starting quarterback to have had at least a half a season with his team, at least, and he's not going to have that, so you want him to get as much work as he can.
I say
there's
no way.
You guys are really pushing it as it is. The only way you're going to do anything in the playoffs is with experience.
All right, real quickly, staying on Tennessee, Mike Munchak basically saying he's not interested in the Penn State job right now. That's what he's saying.
Right now?
No, he didn't say right now.
You're saying right now.
This is what he's saying. That he is not interested in the Penn State job.
Okay, and
he is a Penn State alum.
That's
his alma mater.
He would have to do it like Steve Jobs coming back to Apple Computer when it was in the tank for $1 a year.
Yeah.
Back in the day, yes, he got paid well later. You got to do it as a labor of love because I wouldn't touch.
It's his alma mater.
That's my point, Steven.
Yeah.
I would not touch the Penn State job right now for any amount of money because look, you've got several years before you're going to be able to even get clear of this. This stain that is on the Penn State and that entire community there in Happy Valley. You have got many years.
But because it's your alma mater and you love it.
As I said, if you do it as a labor of love, I'm giving back.
Restore.
Exactly. The luster pride and the integrity.
Yes.
To the town and to the city.
Although Munchak's not a good – I mean, he loves Bud Adams too much, the owner of the Titans. His loyalty to
Bud
Adams.
Bud flipped him off recently.
I love Bud Adams. I believe that's when the love came.
Probably.
He saw him.
If
do
an
that,
old man's like, gonna do that crap, I like it to his own fans.
I'm all
to his
board.
Own fans that are booing him.
I like that guy.
I want to work for that guy.
I doubt he goes. Now, finally, one little piece of news.
Yeah.
It's bad news. It's sad news. Colt McCoy still not cleared.
Yeah, that's very
to
frustrating.
To play football
and. It makes you realize that there is at some point James Harrison cannot get fined enough.
Yeah.
Because if you're honestly ending people's seasons prematurely and making it so that this franchise, this Cleveland Browns franchise, had hopes that they were going somewhere. Not that they were going to the playoffs, but they were building a future.
Building on something, yeah.
And now, boom, that gets blown up because of one hit. One hit that was a bad hit. It was not a legal hit by how the game is played today. Yes, there was a day and time that hit was fine. And no, I don't have a personal grudge against James Harrison, but there are plays where the consequence, you suspend him for a game. So what? This team has been set backwards by possibly one full season. Mm-hmm. Is that fair that you get suspended one game when you set a team back? I really question if you can punish people enough, which is why I keep the rules where they are. But don't complain about these rules and these penalties being too harsh, because the consequences and the ripples can be seen forever.
Now, we do have Professor Playoffs in the house. He will be
really
joining us.
Really?
Jeff, you need to be nice.
I don't have – it's my show, too.
There's no weapons. You didn't bring any weapons
No,
today.
I've just got my phone, which could hurt. And I've got this guy, though, that could –
Jeff,
you know.
Come on.
This
He's
guy.
He's coming back. Do not throw Angry Bird plush dolls at him, please.
If he can't take being hit
he
by a piece of plush, then he's a bigger pussy than I thought.
To come
and
back.
He's
Look,
a pretty big pussy.
I had to stop playing the little Angry Bird. He has agreed to come on the show. I had to come on the show? Yeah.
It's
you
a privilege.
You freaking shot him.
Look. It was a flesh wound.
Now, it wasn't like you did it on purpose. I mean, it ricocheted in the little.
Oh, no, I did it on purpose.
See? Okay, so even worse. So,
what?
Will you.
Jordan's pointing to the door.
That means that
Is
Tsukamoto's
he
back with lunch. He didn't tell us where
didn't
he was going.
Didn't ask for permission to go
didn't
to lunch.
Didn't ask it. Hey, can I bring you back some French fries? Some golden juicy French fries from McDonald's? You just went without telling us. Great.
Ah!
There you go. Now that's
Take
who you
the red Angry Bird.
That's who you throw the Angry Bird. Give me the yellow one. Give me the yellow one.
I got the yellow one. I got the pig.
Give me the pig.
I don't know where the yellow one is.
There's no flying pigs. Andale, cabrón. Oh, I got him good, too. That was a good one.
Oh! He pegs Jordan in the back of the head.
All right.
Got a food fight happening without
food. So we
got
to get going. But before we bring Mr. Playoffs in, there is a T.O. sighting, Jeffrey.
What?
Yes, a T.O. sighting.
What?
Terrell Owens tweeted to Donnay Whitner of the San Francisco 49ers, "Yo, man, let him know I'm ready to go.
Oh, geez.
If I can help him out, you know the Niners.
They cut Braylon Edwards.
Because
he was ineffective and hurt.
And that's not happening.
No.
Jim Harbaugh has come out and said, we expect to fill the wide receiver spot in-house. There is a competition right now between two practice squad players. And so, T.O., as much as you'd probably like to come back and be a San Francisco 49er, not going to happen.
Start and end your career there. Oh, that'd be beautiful and touching. T.O., get me a tissue.
T.O., get me a tissue.
Just on a production. Hey, James, that light has started flickering. If you could look at it, the light over Steven.
Well, we're flickering?
Yeah, if you could just know that. It started flickering occasionally.
Yeah, can you stop doing that, dude? I mean, why are you flickering stuff?
He's not doing
it. Oh, it wasn't him.
Okay. I'm asking him to look into what could be going on.
All right, Jeffrey. So
let's get to the games.
Well, no. Let's get Professor Playoffs in here.
Let's get to the games.
All of the. Why do you what?
Nothing.
Can you please explain to me why you do not like this man?
Look, if my son can hate Tim Tebow and my son's a Christian, I don't have to give an answer to anyone about anything.
Wow.
Although
okay.
I think he's stupid. But, okay, explain my contempt for Professor Playoffs.
It is – I don't understand it.
Steven, first of all, he doesn't – he's like John Clayton, only he cares less about football.
But he's never talked down to you. He just tells you what the scenarios are.
Yeah, I can read that in a book somewhere. In fact, Rich Eisen put up a little webpage – a Facebook page where you can go to read that. If you care, you can find it out. You don't need some clown from Caltech to come in here and stink the place up with his freaking pocket protector and to bring his full nerdness in here to just totally kill and ruin the show.
So now you're calling him a nerd, and you don't like the guy because he's a nerd. So you're a nerd hater.
I am a hater of nerds that don't bring value to the show.
He's bringing value to the show.
This could be looked up on the internet.
So, have you read the stuff on the internet?
Is it
clearer to you now?
Yes.
Is it clearer to you?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Explain one scenario to me and not the Cowboys-Giants one, please.
Okay, I'll explain how.
Explain to me this.
I'll explain how the Cleveland Browns don't get in because they can't. Okay, I'll explain to you something that could happen.
Yeah, explain to me.
The Cincinnati Bengals get into the playoffs. If the New York Jets lose and the Tennessee Titans lose – then the Cleveland Browns, if they win, they're in.
Not the Cleveland Browns.
Cincinnati Bengals. Wasn't that hard?
That was actually incorrect. The Cincinnati Bengals, all they need to do is win, and they're in. They don't need any of the other things.
They don't
need
help. Yes. Okay, well, okay, so.
So there you go. So we can have someone come in and be very clear, be very succinct, and tell you the correct information.
Or somebody who's cool.
But give you wrong information.
Well, why can't we find a cool person? Why can't we find someone – I don't know, in the entomology department Somebody who's more interesting. Paleontologist.
So what you want.
Someone more interesting.
Is you want the hot paleontologist from Caltech.
No, I wasn't thinking of any women, but now that you mention it,
I'm not sure because I'm not sure when she knows any of the scenarios, and I'm pretty sure because she's a paleontologist doesn't know anything about football.
Let's just get it over with so we can move on.
Jordan, can you go let Mr. Professor Playhouse?
I think you can make it.
Can you let Professor Playhouse in, please?
What your uncle's trying to say is, can you open the door for Professor Playoff and let him
yes.
in?
Yes. Jeff, just be cool. Can you be cool?
I am being cool. This will is as cool as I get.
Will you be nice? Will you be nice? Hey, look who it is! Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. They're good,
buddy. Doing pretty good. Jeffrey, you're doing good.
I said good, buddy. What else can I say?
Oh, Jeffrey, you're just – are we good? Are we going to be good today?
You tell me,
boss. Because Steven has said and promised there were no weapons here today.
There are.
Correct?
Do you see any weapons? Just these fists.
I'm a little nervous.
He's going to be good. You're going to be good? Everything's going to be good. Jeff?
All good.
All right. So, Jeff, what would you like to know from Professor Playoffs today?
When he's leaving?
Dude, ask him a question about the playoffs.
Do you
want to know who the number one seed in the AFC? How about that?
The number one seed in the AFC is the New England Patriots.
Not necessarily.
Well, it is right now.
Do you want to know all the different scenarios there?
You know, Professor, why don't you go ahead and illuminate my darkness?
All right. Well, the number one seed in the AFC is still up for grabs. The New England Patriots do have the inside track. With a win over the Buffalo Bills, they get the number one seed. But the Baltimore Ravens and Pittsburgh Steelers also can hold claim to the number one seed. All they need to do is get a win and have the Buffalo Bills beat the Patriots, and either the Ravens or Steelers could be number one.
So if the Bills beat the Patriots, which isn't going to happen, so why are we even talking about this?
It's the scenario.
What I care about is reality. I don't care about...
Jeff, stranger things have happened. Did anybody think that the Rams were going to beat the New Orleans Saints? The New Orleans Saints that just put a 50-burger on the Atlanta Falcons.
Nobody saw that coming. Nobody could have seen that coming. But shoot happens.
Happens. Let's say Buffalo beats the Patriots.
Let's talk about reality.
Did or did not the Buffalo Bills beat the New England Patriots earlier this season?
Yeah, so it's going to happen twice?
Possibly. It's
Professor
possible.
Playoffs, I've got a real question for you. What is the likelihood? Give me a mathematical probability. Let's make yourself useful. The mathematical probability that the New England Patriots lose to the Buffalo Bills.
There is a 3.5% chance.
Then let's not talk about it.
Okay, I get it. Can we move on? Anything
likely
else?
Things. Anything over, I don't know, a 10%, 15% chance? I'm going to go so far as to ask for a 20% chance.
Would you like to hear about the AFC West and how that will play out with the Denver Broncos and Oakland Raiders? How about that? Can I give you that?
Sure, buddy.
Dude, why are you being condescending to the dude?
Do you want violence or condescension?
I will give you one more scenario and then I will leave because clearly there is a rift in the room that I am not comfortable with. The Denver Broncos win and they win the AFC West. It's that simple. But if they lose to the Kansas City Chiefs, and this is possible, Jeffrey, because Kyle Orton is coming to play.
I'm actually taking Kansas City, so I'll listen to this.
The Oakland Raiders with a win over the San Diego Chargers would win the AFC West. Now, if the Oakland Raiders
is this
were
where it gets
also
exciting?
To lose.
Is this where my nipples get hard?
I'm not quite sure about your nipples. You're a crazy guy. Anyways, the Oakland Raiders lose, then it would go back to the Denver Broncos. There is a scenario where both the Broncos and Raiders lose, Raiders win, and both of the teams would get in. The Raiders having a shot at the wild card.
Are my Chargers done?
Your San Diego Chargers are done. Stick a fork in it.
Then get out.
All right. Thanks, Professor Playoff Stat. That was, slamming the door.
I think I was pretty civil. He's the one who left in a huff.
Well, everything he's coming out of his mouth, you're being all like.
Oh, yes, I'm all being all, yeah.
Well, anyway, I like the dude. The dude is, may not be
17 games to talk about.
Cool and Rico Suave, but the dude knows his stuff. Anyways, el juego grande estupendo del día.
That's right.
That's right. The game of the day, because they're all being played on Sunday.
Yeah, we call it the weekend. James, we need French fries.
Yes. If you're going to come in here with French fries.
And make it smell like French fries, you better feed the animal.
To share some. You better bring it.
He ate them all already.
James, don't act like you don't hear me.
Don't act like you're editing.
You got French fries? You better bring some over here. He ate them all already.
He did. The little girl ate them all. He didn't share. You know you got to feed the monster when you come in.
You go to McDonald's and the only thing
on their menu worth a darn.
From me, I don't want no burger. I don't want no nothing. I just want fries.
Do you want an apple pie with that?
No. Just give me my fries. Wow. So, now.
What's that? His New Year's resolution that he's not going to eat French fries? I'll buy that when I see it.
Buy that for a dollar. Anyways, the big game of the week, the Dallas Cowboys traveling
to
New York.
Giants.
The face the Giants. Football night in America. Sunday night football. And how about NBC?
Face hell.
Being able to just come to Faith. You got it right, Jeff.
I'm going to work on this. Faith Hill.
They were able, basically, to NBC have in their contract, we want Sunday night football, we want flex scheduling, and all the other networks are like, okay, but we get to protect one game every week. And NBC's like, fine, but not week 17. Week 17, we get any game, and you don't have the right to protect any game.
And
on week
Fox
17.
Is like, that's cool. And Fox had the Dallas Cowboys at the New York Giants.
Scheduled for their primetime afternoon game. Gone. It is now Sunday night football. How upset are you, Fox, right now? Last time's Sunday night football game between the Cowboys and the Giants
in
Dallas.
Which was just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Was on Sunday night football. So
they
didn't have that game.
It was scheduled for Sunday night football.
Yeah, it
would have been a Fox game.
Yeah, but it was originally scheduled for Sunday night football, so it stayed there. And now you're telling me the only time I get another division rival between the Cowboys and the Giants, and I've got it scheduled, and it's you're just going to take it away from me? So wait a minute. The biggest game of the year, potentially, for two huge markets and two big teams, and it's mine, and I can't protect it? Wow. People at Fox are not happy right now.
No, they're not. But you know what? They've got some good games. They've got
Try to spin it.
I will.
Niners, Rams,
Tampa Bay, Atlanta,
Seattle, Arizona. I don't mean nothing. That's not for nothing.
San Diego and Oakland.
No, that's CBS.
So they've got Tampa Bay and Atlanta. That's it.
Philadelphia, Washington.
No, that's the only game they've got at 1 o'clock
in the afternoon.
Yeah, there's Seattle and Arizona, which you know that. Let me just give a moment of sadness to the people in the Seattle and Arizona markets that are going to have to watch this game.
They will have to.
There is a basic problem with NFL scheduling and television rights. And, you know, they say that you can't have it both ways. You know, because there's times that you don't want your game blacked out. You don't want to be sick. You don't want the league telling you have to go see a game. You just want the best game on TV.
Right.
But there's other times that then you're contractually obligated to actually see your team, and you don't want to see your team. You want to see a better game, which is why it's been fun kind of living in L.A. because more often than not, if the Oakland Raiders game happens to be a crap game or the Chargers game, they may give us a better game. And sometimes it's good to not have a team, and this might be one of those times. Because, boy, those poor people. I'm sorry for you. People.
Well, Jeffrey, this is a winner-take-all. You win the division. You get the fourth seed in the playoffs. You lose. You go home. And you will have to answer a bazillions, gajillion questions.
All off-season.
How did it come to this where you had – if you're the Giants, you're going to get – you started 6-2. How'd you not make the playoffs? If you're the Dallas Cowboys – oh, if only you would have won a couple of all of those games where you had fourth quarter leads that you let slip away.
Like the time you iced your kicker.
Ouch. You know, so.
You win one of those
so
games.
So you win this game, and you don't have to worry about any
See,
of those
for
questions.
For Dallas, I go, look, we beat the 49ers in Candlestick with Romo with broken ribs.
Yeah.
So don't tell me about one game. If we had one of those other games, what about the game that we should have lost that we didn't lose? So let's not hear about the one
game.
Well,
they all have. They both of these teams have that.
I'm saying, so just don't go there.
There's the last second victory the Giants had over the Patriots. There's the last second victory the Giants had over the Cowboys. So both of these teams have won games that they should not have won, and they've lost games that they should not have lost. But here's the thing, really, Jeffrey. Of the Cowboys' seven losses, only both losses to the Philadelphia Eagles were out of hand.
Exactly. And the last one didn't even matter it was over before it started.
So the other five losses, they were in it. Not only were they in it, they had leads at the end of the game in the fourth quarter. So it's very strange, and I don't know what to think, but I do know that I'm going to stick with Tony Romo and the Dallas Cowboys in this one.
No, I'm not even going to let her finish. Yeah. You're taking the Cowboys. Steve is taking the Cowboys. That's shocking.
She's still
and I'm making this the challenge game because I already know you're taking the Giants.
Steven, if you looked over my monitor right now, make my picks in bold.
Uh-huh.
I haven't picked on this game. This is the only game that I haven't picked.
I see.
I cannot, for the life of me, make up my mind.
Neither
can Vegas, because the line is 2.5 points in favor of the Giants.
Yes.
That means nobody believes in the G-Men.
Trisha's special upset special.
If I took the Giants, which, again,
I
don't like either one of these teams, frankly. I see both these teams' defenses being so, so bad.
I'm going to go out on a limb right here, right now. The winner of this game reaches the NFC Championship game.
That doesn't even get a what. That gets this, which I know exactly where it is.
Are you taking any prescription medication?
Listen clearly. The winner of this game will be in the NFC Championship game. Now, I'm not saying they're going to win the NFC Championship game, but they will be one of the representatives in the NFC Championship game.
Are you taking any prescription medication?
You haven't answered the question of the guy there. Rain Man.
I think
you need to answer the Rain Man question.
They will.
Are you taking any prescription medication?
No.
Answer the Rain Man.
I'm not.
Okay.
The winner of this game hosts Wild Card Weekend, and they'll most likely get the Lions. The Lions aren't going to beat either of these teams on the road. If these teams had to go to Detroit, they'd struggle. But the Lions don't play that well on the road.
And whom do they face next, likely?
And then the likely scenario
is that they're in San Francisco. And they roll on the
49ers, and they will be in the NFC Championship.
And they'll go to Green Bay and lose in Green Bay or something.
We don't know that.
We don't know. Remember
the New Orleans Saints, the Green Bay Packers last year, they went on the road all three times in one.
And I remember that the Saints went into Seattle and was
stinky poop.
That's why the Saints are my favorite team.
Once you're in the playoffs, it's crazy. But I'm going to go on record now, and I don't believe it's that crazy. I don't believe it deserves prescription medication. The winner of this game will find themselves in the NFC Championship game.
All right, Doc. I got to make a pick here. And
make it! We got to move!
I think the league is better when the Dallas Cowboys are doing well, because people hate them or love them, and that makes the league more interesting. The Giants, people don't give that much care about, so I'm going to root like hell for the Cowboys, but I suspect the Giants there at home is just I'm taking the Cowboys.
Jordan, what do you think about that?
Smart.
Yeah. Your son thinks you're smart.
About this.
I want some French fries, dude. I can smell them.
I know. It's crazy sauce. To be able to smell French fries.
Absolute crazy
at lunchtime
sauce.
And know that we're sitting here recording is really thankless. What fried thing did you get? The 90 nuggets?
Oh, what? You're bringing me an empty bag?
What did he get? A 90-piece chicken nuggets?
I don't know. He's got some nasty chicken nuggets.
Only he's got two boxes in there.
20
what?
Pieces of chicken nuggets. What are you throwing stuff on my desk for?
It's the 20 nuggets that we're smelling.
Oh, okay.
They're fried.
Like you can't bring me the empty box while throwing away the French fry box over there.
Yeah, that's really
somewhere.
Not proof of much.
Proof of anything. Get out of here. And next time you go to McDonald's, you know the rules in here, man.
You bring
Steven
French
fries. You
gotta
bring back some fries.
For Steven. Let's just be clear.
Freaking
ooh,
take that.
Got him in the leg with the yellow Angry Bird.
All right, so we both have the Cowboys. Let's move on. We got a rock
We've
and roll
now. We've got different kinds of games. Juego Grande Estupendo. Del Dia. playoff implications, and nap games.
And so let's get to playoff implications where Jeffrey.
What? Yeah.
We have a whopping 11.
11 games.
11 games that have playoff implications this Sunday.
Nice.
Well, 12 if you count Cowboys Giants. But we
do count that.
Right now, playoff. So 12 of this weekend's 16 games have some sort of playoff implications.
And as it should be, there's 2, 4, 6 at 10 a.m. our time, and 2, 4, 5 at 1 p.m. our time, yeah. And 1 in the evening. So they're spread out pretty well.
Yes, they are.
And I would beg Scott Hansen at the Red Zone Channel
quickly,
to not show us any highlights
of the four nap games.
Don't.
The four nap
Ban
games
them.
Basically are against
let's cover them now.
18,
Indianapolis,
yeah.
Jacksonville. Who are you taking?
I'm going to go Jacksonville.
I'm taking Indy. Chicago, Minnesota.
Ooh, Minnesota.
I'm taking Chicago.
Okay.
And Seattle, Arizona.
I'm taking Seattle.
And I'm taking Arizona. That's very fascinating.
Okay.
These are usually the ones I win.
Washington, Philadelphia.
I've got Philly.
I've got Philly, too.
Okay. There we go. So we're good on those, and now we'll move on to the significant games. Yes. I'm actually rolling them up, Stephen. Bloop, bloop. Into my little outline mode. Bloop, bloop. That just leaves us with playoff implications. We start in Baltimore, actually at Cincinnati, where the Baltimore Ravens come to town. 1 o'clock game on CBS.
This game is very important for both teams. Baltimore wins, and they win the division and get the number 2 seed, possible 1 seed if the Patriots lose. Cincinnati wins, and they are into the dance, baby. Okay, they're in with a win. Now, they can still get in with a loss, but it'd be a lot better for them if they just won the game.
I wish we had Professor Plamps here to help us understand that.
Yeah.
Or not.
I'm going to go. I don't know. I mean, this
you
is,
don't
this,
know. I'm I taking don't. The Ravens. It's real simple. They are in position to have the 1 seed in the AFC, and they know that they can nigh afford, as Stephen likes to say, to go on the road and go into New England or Pittsburgh. They want everything to go through their house, and they have a chance at that, but they must win.
Nigh afford.
So that for that reason alone, the Baltimore Ravens, who only play poorly when they're playing against poor teams, and they are not playing a poor team. They're playing a good team in the Cincinnati Bengals.
All I know is last time these two teams met in Baltimore, the Cincinnati Bengals lost by a touchdown, and I believe it was a touchdown that was egregiously taken away from them. I'm going to go with Cincinnati.
I am going to root like heck for Cincinnati. I want Cincinnati to win.
I'm going to go for Cincinnati. They win and they're in. They sold out their stadium. They're going to get it.
And these are usually the games that Steven wins, by the way, is the more important ones. Detroit at Green Bay. Detroit 10-5. Green Bay 14-1. 10 a.m. game on Fox.
Look,
Detroit
the Green Bay
is
Packers,
favored by 3.5.
The Green Bay Packers had to play this game
for anything. For a bag of chips. But
right.
They're not, so I'm taking the Detroit
Yo,
Lions.
Aaron, I'll give you a bag of chips if you win, dog.
Okay.
I'm telling
you. Okay. I'm going to go over to Matt and talk him up. I'll coach Matt up and make sure he plays well.
The fact is that Green Bay, outside of probably the first quarter,
yep,
aren't going to have any starters on the
nope
football field.
And they're not playing for anything.
And the Detroit Lions are playing for, you know, they don't want to be sixth seed. They have the fifth seed right now, and they need a win to be that fifth seed.
And Green Bay cannot improve its situation by winning or losing.
That's
it
right.
Don't matter. And therefore, the better Detroit Lions playing the indifferent Green Bay Packers will win.
I got the Lions.
I got the Lions, and I'm excited about this game. Matt Stafford, this team is coming together at just the right time to scare the bejesus out of anybody who's a thinking person, except Steve Miranda, who says that they're certainly going to beat the Cowboys.
They'll lose on the road to either the Cowboys or Giants. I said either team. I said whoever wins.
I cannot believe this Lions team would come this far only to
– First time.
Handling success is tough.
First time teams coming into the playoffs.
I don't disagree. It is hard and it's scary. It is scary.
The San Francisco 49ers travel to St. Louis to face the Rams. These are mirror records. The 12-3 Niners versus the 2-13 St. Louis.
So they
Rams.
Don't actually mirror that well.
Well, they don't. Actually.
They have the same digits involved.
There was
you doing dyslexic Jeff on me?
That was a Jeff dyslexic
Jeff.
Going.
I'm like, wow. I thought I was focused. I thought I was concentrating. The San Francisco 49ers on the road against a divisional rival are 10.5-point favorites. Yeah, that's right. 10.5-point favorites on the road against a divisional rival. And I still like him in this game, and I would still give the points. The Rams are the worst team in football, period.
Yeah. Niners will take care of the 10.5. We haven't done a lock in a while, but I guarantee you this is not a close football game.
Son, this game is important. They're playing the Rams, and if you lose to the Rams, you get thrown out of the league.
Which, by the way, I did get an email back from ABC PR. And that is
to
not
say no.
No, they have not said no. They want to see his availability the second
availability.
Week. The second week of January. First week of January, he's booked.
Dude,
solid.
If we could talk playoffs with him, that would
be
awesome.
Yeah, it would be.
That's Ed O'Neill of Modern Family fame. This
Who
is back when he
spent
was
a season with the Pittsburgh Steelers back in the 60s.
So we basically – he promised Steven during a lunch where they were just having lunch at the same place. But they weren't having lunch together. They were having lunch at the same place.
Well, we were together. He was in the table right next to me.
And I had lunch. I had dinner with Bruno Kirby in Little Italy, Stephen.
Yes.
He was at the table literally next to me.
Yes.
And I talked to him. But we didn't have dinner together. Yes. We were just in the same restaurant at the same time.
We had lunch together.
Yeah, you and Ed O'Neill. Okay. So this was back when he did it. Anyways, we're moving off that. If we get Ed on, that would be great.
We both have the Niners.
Somebody made fun of us for not having guests on Facebook. And that hurt a little. So made fun of us, said you definitely have to have Professor Playoff on because it's not like you've had many guests on this season. It's like, oh, come on.
Wow.
We're busy. We're two guys doing the best we can.
I don't remember that.
I do because that hurts. That's mean. Yes. San Francisco, we both got the New York Jets, Steven, at the Miami Dolphins. 8-7 Jets, Dolphins 5-6, 10 a.m. game on CBS.
I'm gonna let you pick it.
The Dolphins.
I'm gonna go
it's simple.
You're
gonna go opposite me, okay? You're taking the Jets. Sink with them, babe. So you're gonna go in the Hudson River.
Sink with the Jets. We're gonna crash and burn together.
You're gonna go in the Hudson River with Sully Sullenberg. The Jets are gonna land in the Hudson.
Oh gosh, that's ugly. But you know what? I need to catch 8 games.
You know, Sully Sullenberg 2 years ago was the host of the Rose Parade.
Really?
Don't you remember that?
I don't.
Yeah, it was right after he had landed the jet in the Hudson.
Yes.
He was actually – I don't know who we got
they
this year.
They asked if I was available this year. I said no.
That
I,
was for pooper scooper duty, Steven.
Oh, okay.
You misunderstood the message.
Hey, Jordan, how do I get involved with that pooper scooper duty? You get me in? I want to go around and pick up poop. I got to pay?
Pay to poop. Pay what? To pick up poop.
That's crazy. Not it's, paying it's, anybody to go around.
Just so that anyone not think my son's insane, that it's a fundraiser.
Yes.
So they get some money for their school's athletic program.
I see.
They actually do have fun because they put on a show. They put on a show, those kids. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so you've got the Jets. I got the Dolphins. Look, the Dolphins have played well the second half.
Buffalo, they have, but
especially with Sperano gone, I think that they're now
jobs. I think their loss last week, you know, they had a 17-0 lead over New England, and they lost.
But that was New England.
I think that kind of
so, again, they have a chance.
It affects the psyche a little.
It does, but here's a chance to knock out a divisional rival.
You do
and you love that game. And what we haven't announced also, by the way, is that Jason Taylor will be retiring.
He is.
And they certainly –
Numero 99.
They love Jason Taylor there. He is one of the best teammates at
except the year where he would go to play, where he played with the Jets.
Yeah.
They didn't love him then.
But you know what? He went and got a big payday, and then he came back.
Yeah.
And guys understand that the first thing you do is –
it's all about the blame.
Well, I love how Prime puts it. He's like, first thing you do after you get in, you take care of your family. Then it's all about the team, but you got to take care of your family.
Family first.
And so that's what Jason did, and they're going to be playing really
hard. I'm
sticking
with the Jets. I'm going to go with – I think with all the turmoil and Sanchez and Rex Ryan felt a little bit –
yeah, it's only going to be worse. They go on the road, and trip's going to be awkward.
I think they will dominate the game. We'll be close. The Buffalo Bills, speaking of the AFC East, travel to New England to face the Patriots. Now, you really made fun of Professor Playoffs there for giving you this piece of information, but I believe the Bills have a shot at beating the Patriots.
I don't. Of all of the week, there are two games that are 12-point games where the home teams are favored by 12. This is one of the two. Buffalo
Bills. I'm taking New England.
At New England. Okay.
I'm taking New England.
Okay, good. So am I. I would beg you to take Buffalo.
No, no bet.
James, did I put the audio up for the Cowboys show? Okay, well, let me know if I need to.
All right. We both have the Patriots in this one. Even though Buffalo played lights out against Denver last week.
You
got to
catch me, Steven. You're right behind me. If you pick this, we'll be different on this one.
Well, we've already differed on five games, so.
Right. Yeah. You need three more.
And there, I'm sure there will be three more.
You need it.
The
okay.
Carolina Panthers travel to New Orleans to face the Saints. Oh, and the Saints. Go marching in. Oh, and the Saints go marching in.
Go marching in. Oh, Lord,
I
want to
be
there
when I see Drew Brees break Marino's record.
He already did.
I know.
When he puts more distance.
Yes, between him and Marino.
And there will be distance.
My only question is, how long do the Saints keep Brees out there and keep going? Because here's the thing. If San Francisco has a 35-0 lead at halftime versus the Rams, then there's nothing that the Saints can do to get out of that three spot. So do you pull them?
I've got Nolens winning. They're in Nolens. Dude, there's not a lot of things you need to know except for whom are you playing, the Carolina Panthers
you're
and
playing
Cam Newton.
I know. Hey, you're playing Cam Newton.
I know, dude.
Did you see what he did to Tampa Bay last week?
I struggled with
Did you see what they did to Tampa Bay? Yes.
The Yuckery team?
Don't matter who they – that's your team, man. You can't be disrespecting on your own team.
I'm not
like
disrespecting – Jordan, is it disrespect to your team to say, my team sucks?
No.
Thank you. My team sucks. Okay, and I'm afraid that Chase Daniel may take the field here for the New Orleans Saints. But even Chase Daniel can hand the ball to Pierre Thomas and Darren Sproles and Mark Ingram and Chris Ivory. Okay, right. And occasionally deliver a pass.
All right, I got New Orleans for now,
right.
But I may change.
Okay, noted. New Orleans favored by 9. And Vegas knows who might play and who might not play.
Tennessee at Houston.
Houston, we have a problem.
The Titans are actually favored on the road in this game.
Houston, we have a really big problem. Yeah, you guys are home dogs. Home dogs. And Stephen always says
fear the home dog. Yeah. You got to fear the home dog.
I fear more not taking Tennessee. Because Tennessee, it's not that I don't pay attention to Professor Playoffs. My mind's usually elsewhere.
You're mean
I'm not
to
in
him, and you don't care what he has to say. We understand
So if you could explain to me, Steven, I guess it's just a personality clash. If you could explain to me how Tennessee gets into the playoffs,
Tennessee needs all kinds of help.
I mean, special ed help, yellow bus.
They need a win,
right? Obviously,
they need
then
the Bengals
put
to
them
lose.
At 9-7.
They need the Bengals to lose,
which could happen.
They need
you've picked
the,
it. Actually, I've picked it. I've picked Cincinnati to lose.
They need Oakland to lose.
And that could happen,
and
but it's not likely.
And they need the Jets to lose.
And I say that's going to happen. So basically, look, a lot of these things are not going to be determined at the same time. Tennessee's got to win.
They got to go out and play.
And Houston cannot change their situation.
They got to go out and play.
So I am – Houston can't change their situation, though. So Houston doesn't
Houston
have to go out and play.
Houston
they cannot
is,
change their situation. So I'm taking Tennessee.
All right. There you go.
And you?
I'm taking Tennessee for now,
for
but
now.
I want to see how things develop.
So it's essential you guys get out there on Facebook and Twitter because for no other reason, Steven's pick changes. They come in. We put out really
just
good information.
You know, my last five picks changes of the year have come out. So
all of them?
The last five. I said the last five.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there were a couple in the beginning of the season that didn't work out.
A couple?
But the last five in a row. Yeah,
a couple.
Yeah, two.
A couple goes
one,
up to double
two.
Digits?
One, two.
Yeah, a 10.
Wow, what are you talking about? There have not been double-digit changes for me.
Total? Probably.
No.
Okay, somebody, we need an email. Steven's pick changes. Go back and do the research and tell us how many.
You've got the research right there on Facebook.
I don't
want to
do it. Do you not understand how lazy I am?
I've made maybe
what part
eight.
Of my laziness is that's eight. Close to 10. If you're off by 2, then that's all there is to it now. So right now, we both like the Titans in this game. Now, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Atlanta Falcons. That is the other 12-point game that I inferred about. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 4-11 at Atlanta 9-6.
Tampa Bay winning
in the Georgia Dome. Fox's only 1 o'clock game. So if you have Fox, that's what you'll be seeing.
Tampa Bay's done.
Tampa Bay is done. They're the yuckery team, and I know they're mine, but they sure stink out loud.
They do.
And Atlanta will take care of business, go to 10-6. Are there any implications for Atlanta winning, Steven?
What's that?
Any implications for Atlanta winning if they go to 10-6?
Yes, if they were to win and the Lions were to lose to Green Bay,
right,
then Atlanta would leapfrog and get the fifth spot, and Detroit would lose and go down to number six.
Now that means you got to go to Green
Bay. Now that Detroit has to go to New Orleans in the wild card instead of going to either Dallas or
the
Giants.
Oh, that's right, the first round buys.
Yes.
I see. Okay.
So, and if they were to somehow pull out a win over the Saints, then they got to go to Green Bay and play for reals.
Right.
Because they're not playing for reals in this one.
No, this is make-believe. Real game, I mean, especially if you spent money on tickets. It counts.
Yeah, sorry for you. And if you're that girl, you get to take somebody else and not your ex-boyfriend.
That girl, she's scary. That's from 5-Minute Football Fix, which, you know, the overwhelming majority of you have not seen. So I'm just saying, if you want to get that joke, you got to go back and look at the fix.
There you go.
Pittsburgh Steelers at Cleveland Browns. Pittsburgh 11-4, Cleveland 4-11. There's a mirror for you. And this game is off the board everywhere, the over-under and the line, because basically, is Ben Roethlisberger going to play? And if so, how much? And look, friends, we're talking about the Cleveland Browns without Colt McCoy.
Yeah,
but Seneca Wallace has looked pretty good.
Seneca Wallace and the Cleveland Browns, hey, they took Baltimore to the wire.
They did. And I think that they're not going to do anything. That was a very emotional game, and they lost. Now Pittsburgh comes into town, and Pittsburgh's got stuff to play for, a lot to play for, in fact. Pittsburgh takes care of business. And Steven thinks what? Talk to me.
Now, since it is an afternoon game, it is a possibility that Pittsburgh starts scoreboard watching.
Yes.
Because if Cincinnati and Baltimore is a foregone conclusion, then Pittsburgh has nothing to play for.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Therefore,
I've got the Pittsburgh Steelers, but...
Therefore, so do I.
If they start pulling stuff, people, out of the game, then going to be very interesting there.
Okay.
Kansas City at Denver. The Denver Broncos and Tim Tebow hosting the guy they cast off in Kyle Orton and the Chiefs.
That's all you need to know, friends, if you want yourself an upset. So you say you want an upset.
Upset!
It's coming right here.
Upset! So you got...
I got Kansas City, baby.
Kansas City. That is the upset.
How do you not take Kansas City in this situation?
Because they're pretty bad. They're pretty bad.
Dwayne Bowe's in a contract year.
They're pretty bad.
So Dwayne Bowe's looking for a new contract.
Mm-hmm.
And Kyle Orton is looking for a new contract.
Okay.
And they're going against the Denver Broncos... whom cast aside Kyle Orton. Kyle Orton's got a lot to prove, like you guys really were clamoring, and he's come out and said it, that he really, how difficult it was to be there in Denver and have everyone clamoring for Tim Tebow. He is personally, he's angry about this, and he has a right to be, and he's going to stick it to them and show them in Denver, Colorado, you could have had me, but you've got unconventional quarterback guy. Congratulations.
Yeah, the problem is that the Kansas City Chiefs, if this were in Kansas City, might make it a game.
This is all the more reason for Kyle
Orton. In Denver.
If it's in Kansas City, nobody sees it.
One guy is not going to beat you.
One guy can beat you if he's mad enough. And he gets the rock every time.
He still needs somebody to catch.
He needs a supporting cast. He's got his Jamal Charles.
He doesn't have Jamal Charles. I'm sorry. Jamal Charles was on IR.
This team's really banged up.
I know you're having a hard time.
This team's really banged up.
They are banged up.
The Chiefs really are banged up.
The Chiefs are so banged up that they will go and make a good game of it because the defense is playing pretty well. But
they still got the Pope, don't they? I always say when you got the Pope on your team.
I don't want to take the
They got Leonard
Broncos.
Pope, right? He's alive?
Jordan's going to hurt me for making this pick.
Only because he's a Tebow hater.
He is.
And he's a proud Tebow hater.
The Tebow.
Still got Stevie Breston,
right? The Denver Tebows are at home. Oh, my God, he hasn't done anything.
Thomas Jones. Thomas Jones.
I'm gonna go with Denver. I'm gonna go against you on this one, just because I need to, you know, differ somewhere else.
Challenge game.
it's Stevens to call because he keeps losing them. So,
yes.
Jordan, call it.
So you're saying Kansas City's gonna win?
Oh, yeah.
I like the Chiefs. And I like Kyle Orton, but I don't think that he has enough around him to go and play against the Denver Broncos. So that defense right now is just balling.
LaRon McClain. You get in goal line situations. I just went to the roster. And I like that kid. Big kid out of Alabama. Banging it in for a short touchdown if they can get in that touchdown zone.
Denver. I'll stick with Denver.
Yeah, I got you, Denver.
Jordan would like to place a side wager on that bet. Of $1.
I allow my son to gamble.
$1?
Dude, he's 17 years old. He's a second semester senior in high school. He's going to be voting in next year's presidential election. And, yes, in 10 months, he's going to be voting. He's going to be voting, Steven, for president. So the kid, if he can vote for president, if he can go to war, I let him bet.
I don't know. It depends who comes out of the primaries.
There you go. He wants to see the field.
All right, we'll discuss off air because we're now over 60 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's never happened.
we almost went to 70 last week.
Yeah, but we didn't.
The San Diego Chargers in the final game face the Oakland Raiders. Now this, Jeffrey, I can't say, mirror image records of themselves.
7-8.
7-8 versus 8-7. Now the Raiders need to win. The Chargers, well, they need to kind of go off.
Okay. I'm sorry. I know we're late, but the fact is, Steven, it's time for my Insta rant. It's time for Jeff's Insta rant.
Insta rant.
That's what I'm giving myself for my Insta rant. Right. Now, I really like San Diego Tribune's writer. What's his name?
Kevin Acey.
I like him. He's a good reporter. But he has started a firestorm here in America by reporting one thing with no confirmed sources. And nobody else has reported this, but it's been run up the flagpole like dirty laundry at a little girl's panty raid.
Ooh.
And what we have now is A.J. Spanos getting fired, going to St. Louis.
A.J. Smith
getting fired, going to St. Louis, becoming the new general manager, taking with him John Gruden from ESPN, who just signed a new contract and is very happy because they're best buds. And now in San Diego, you're going to have – who's coming in as GM now? I don't remember, but Spags is now going to Philadelphia to become the defensive coordinator. Everyone's all hot and bothered about this, and it's just one reporter saying, I've got it on good word that.
That if Smith gets fired and he goes to
– I've got it on good word that?
Here's the thing.
That's not enough.
None of the players involved – none of the people involved, coaches or Gruden, have denied it.
There's nothing to deny. This is a non-story.
You don't think Gruden would have said, I'm not coming back to coaching?
Gruden has wanted to go back to – Gruden always wants to go back to coaching. Gruden – I heard a great story from our buddy Pat Kerwin yesterday. Mm-hmm. Basically, they're out playing golf with Tim Ryan, Pat Kerwin, John Gruden playing golf, 18th hole. Gruden is putting together basically his next coaching staff. This is like a year and a half ago. Gruden is always – he's got a full office there in Florida where he's constantly inviting coaches in to talk to him.
Okay.
And he's like, so what do you say? What do you say, Rock? You come in and you work with my – you work as my quarterback's coach, and we got Pat here and Pat will handle personnel. What do you say? And Tim Ryan's like, wow, this would be so cool. And basically, Pat Kerwin starts laughing his ass off because this is who Gruden is.
Right.
He's doing this stuff constantly, and he's serious about it. But the fact is, he's just laughing. And Tim Ryan's like, why are you laughing, Pat? He says, I'm laughing at John because, John, you don't have a team. But John is always thinking about coaching. John's always thinking about coaching.
Going to be interesting.
And look, if Gruden's coaching a team and Tim Ryan's in charge of personnel and T-Rock's in charge of the quarterbacks, I'm going to be a fan of that team, trust me, because that's a fun team.
All right, so who are you taking, San Diego or Oakland?
Taking Oakland.
Jeffrey is
Raider
taking
Nation.
The Oakland
One last
Raiders,
time.
And I am not. I am going to go out. I'm going to go out with
playing
the
catch
ship.
Up. playing catch up.
I am kind of playing catch up, but I'm going.
I don't blame you.
If I'm going down with the Jets, I'm going down with the Chargers too. Okay, that's how I roll, baby. That's how. And that
all right,
does
so pick a
one,
challenge
two,
game.
Three, four, five, six. That's only seven.
Pick a challenge
oh,
game.
Oh, it was supposed to be eight because you were taking the Giants.
Well, I'm taking the Cowboys.
You boob.
Pick a challenge game.
Well,
here,
I am,
baby.
But I'm also seeing if there's another
minutes.
Game that. I,
you're not gonna make them all up 1 week.
I am.
When we differ on eight, you'll get four.
You'll get four, and you'll
that's
get
the
four.
Way it works.
I'm getting
the way it always rolls.
I'm
with
taking
us.
Houston.
Taking Houston
I'm
to
taking
beat
Houston.
Tennessee. Wow, there Steven is a sick, sick man.
I want he's to still... be even with you, or I don't want to.
I may
I
have lost the
be...
challenge game, but I ain't losing the picks.
I'll either be even with you, or I'll be way,
untouchable.
Way back.
That's what we've got. We want to wish you guys
a
very,
very
happy
New
Year.
Year. That's
and
right.
And you know what? You can be a Jew. You can be a Mormon. You can be a Muslim. You can be an atheist. You can be a Buddhist.
Well, there are
you can
some
be
people
a Christian.
Who celebrate New Year's at different times. So,
if you have a problem, if you're offended by me saying Happy New Year, then please stop listening to this program forever and ever and ever, because there's nothing offensive. It's a New Year's. I know the Chinese New Year is later, and we celebrate that. We celebrate everything here. We just love you guys, and have a great New Year.
Have a great New Year. That's all the time we got. Well, we actually gave them more time than we have. I'm Steven Miranda.
Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves. We're out.